Dating after 40 is like Christmas shopping on Black Friday. But you go later after everyone else is done and all that's left is broken and irregulars. When you get in your 40s, your metabolism is shot. But being skinny is overrated. I like to eat more than I like to starve. Like some girls, oh yeah, they're all cute and all, but you know what? I don't have to turn on the heat in May. I'm single. I've never been married. Some people ask, why haven't I ever been married? In the same way they ask someone, you know, why did you go to prison? Why have you never been married? All disgusted. And I ask them back, why have you been divorced? I guess I'd have to say I've never been married because I'm a huge bitch. I've never fantasized about a wedding when I was a little girl like all the other little girls did. I never bought wedding magazines. Honestly, I don't think most women want to get married. They just want the reception and the wedding. I don't want the wedding. I want the reception. I mean, that's presents. Us single people, we get screwed out of wedding shower presents. And since most marriages end in divorce, I should be rewarded for not making you go through all that. There are bridal showers, baby showers. What about a spinster shower? All you would have to do is just get a set of a dozen cats. Women have mostly gotten married, not because they want to, but because they had to. Women didn't get the vote till 1920. They couldn't have their own bank account till the 70s. Women couldn't get a loan for a house or credit cards till the 70s. The pill wasn't around till 72. So until recently, women had been conditioned to be stuck with or without a man. Marriage was a necessity. And lately, our government has turned out to be like the worst boyfriend ever. I thought all these old racist, sexist politics would have politicians would have died off by now, but they're just reproducing more. Black men got the right to vote 50 years before women. And if anyone should be pissed off, it should be black women. You got white people trying to touch your hair all the time. I understand. I grew up in the 80s. All that mousse and hairspray. All your hair was jacked to Jesus. Last thing I want is someone touching my head. It may look soft, but it would crack in two at the slightest touch. And of course, guys just had to touch it. And after all that, it looks like the lowest bid on a contractor got a hold of it. I sometimes date younger guys, but I don't consider myself a cougar. I'm more of a mountain lion. Get it? Mounting lion. Guys have bachelor pads. Mine is more of a cougar's den. When I think of dating a younger guy, I think, yay, more work for me. Most of the guys my age are divorced, though. They're constantly talking about their ex-wives. Constantly. Single men in general are just disgusting. I mean, they are disgusting people. Single guys in their 20s don't like to spend money on housewares like toilet paper. And then those same single guys turn into divorced guys without any real dishes or forks or most anything. The last divorced guy I dated had his shit together on paper. And he had a house he'd only owned for a year. But in that 1 year, he had never cleaned his shower. I was using the bathroom, and I'm typically not a snooper. I don't look in cabinets or anything like that, but on this day, my little voice said, look behind the curtain. So, yeah, I did. At least he had a shower curtain, so I'll give him that. It was black. Not the curtain, the tub. Black. The curtain was black. The tub, black. The walls, black. Gross. And he had cleaner. He had, at some point, used cleaner because there were three empty cleaner bottles that he was saving. He saved them, and his realization was at some point, just in case a new bottle he bought, the sprayer stopped working. Now, I know that should have been like the crazy flag for me at the time to get the hell out of there. But no, I'm not the kind of girl that tries to change a guy because, you know, I'm just too lazy for that. But if you're nasty, I gotta go. Maybe I have unrealistic expectations of men, like cleanliness or basic problem-solving skills. I dated a guitar player named Hector once. That should have been a red flag for so many reasons. But we were driving one day out in the country, and we see this baby goat that was on the other side of the fence from the other goats. Somehow he had managed to escape. So I pull the car over with a plan of grabbing the baby goat and putting it back on the other side of the fence. I had not factored in that aside from playing guitar, that Hector was a pussy. He was all squeamish and scared of a baby goat. He was more scared than the baby goat was. I had to just place him at the end of the fence and told him, stay, like a dog, stay. He was frozen like a popsicle. I managed to use him as a human wall to get the gate, to keep the goat all locked in so I could grab him and throw him over. The goat, not Hector. However, in hindsight, it's fine. After I found out that he cheated on me months later, I set all of his stuff on fire, so that worked out. The older I get, the more I prefer being single. I eat alone. I travel alone. People ask me, aren't you afraid? I'm like, what, of strangers interrupting my good time? Yeah, okay. Dating is just so much work. You have to shave, be polite. You have to pretend that you're listening to whatever crap the other person's blathering on about. Before Jesus, I wonder what people yell during sex.